The Gymnast by Gary Soto. Genre: autobiography is the story of a person's life or of major events in it, told by the person who lived it. As you read, notice how the author looks back at himself from a humorous point of view. Question of the week. Why do people try to change themselves? For 3 days of my 11th summer, I listened to my mother yap about my cousin, Isaac, who was taking gymnastics. She was proud of him, she said one evening at the stove, as she pounded a round steak into carne asada and crushed a heap of beans into refritos. I was jealous, because I had watched my share of Wide World of Sports and knew that people admired an athlete who could somersault without hurting himself. I pushed aside my solitary game of Chinese checkers and spent a few minutes rolling around the backyard until I was dizzy and itchy with grass. That Saturday, I went to Isaac's house, where I ate plums and sat under an aluminum arbor watching my cousin, dressed in gymnastic shorts and top, do spindly cartwheels and backflips in his backyard while he instructed, "This is the correct way." He breathed in the grassy air, leaped, and came up smiling the straightest teeth in the world. I followed him to the front lawn. When a car passed, he did a back flip and looked out the side of his eye to see if any of the passengers were looking. Some pointed, while others looked ahead dully at the road. My cousin was a show-off, but I figured he was allowed the limelight before one appreciative dog who had come over to look. I envied him and his cloth gymnast shoes. I liked the way they looked slim, black, and cool. They seemed special, something I could never slip onto my feet. I ate the plums and watched him until he was sweaty and out of breath. When he was finished, I begged him to let me wear his cloth shoes. Drops of sweat fell at his feet. He looked at me with disdain, ran a yellow towel across his face, and patted his neck dry. He tore the white tape from his wrists. I liked the tape as well and tried to paste it around my wrists. He washed off his hands. I asked him about the white powder, and he said it kept his hands dry. I asked him why he needed dry hands to do cartwheels and backflips. He said that all gymnasts kept their hands dry, then drank from a bottle of greenish water he said was filled with nutrients. I asked him again if I could wear his shoes. He slipped them off and said, "Okay, just for a while." The shoes were loose, but I liked them. I went to the front yard with my wrists dripping tape and my hands white as gloves. I smiled slyly and thought I looked neat. But when I did a cartwheel, the shoes flew off along with the tape, and my cousin yelled and stomped the grass. I was glad to get home. I was jealous and miserable, but the next day I found a pair of old vinyl slippers in the closet that were sort of like gymnastic shoes. I pushed my feet into them, tugging and wincing because they were too small. I took a few steps, admiring my feet, which looked like bloated water balloons, and went outside to do cartwheels on the front lawn. A friend skidded to a stop on his bike, one cheek fat with sunflower seeds. His mouth churned to a stop. He asked why I was wearing slippers on a hot day. I made a face at him and said that they were gymnastic shoes, not slippers. He watched me do cartwheels for a while, then rode away doing a wheelie. I returned inside. I looked for tape to wrap my wrists, but could find only circle bandages in the medicine cabinet. I dipped my hands in flour to keep them dry and went back outside to do cartwheels and finally, after much hesitation, a backflip that nearly cost me my life when I landed on my head. I crawled to the shade, stars of pain pulsating in my shoulder and neck. My brother glided by on his bike, smooth as a kite. He stared at me and asked why I was wearing slippers. I didn't answer him. My neck still hurt. He asked about the flower on my hands, and I told him to leave me alone. I turned on the hose and drank cool water. I walked to Romaine Playground, where I played Chinese checkers, and was asked a dozen times why I was wearing slippers. I'm taking gymnastics, I lied, and these are the kind of shoes you wear. When one kid asked why I had white powder on my hands and in my hair, I gave up on Chinese checkers and returned home, my feet throbbing. But before I went inside, I took off the slippers. My toes cooled on the summery grass. I ran a garden hose on my feet and bluish ankles, and a chill ran up my back. Dinner was a 10-minute affair of piranha-like eating and 30 minutes of washing dishes. Once finished, I returned to the backyard, where I again stuffed my feet into the slippers and did cartwheels by the dizzy dozens. After a while, they were easy. I had to move on. I sucked in the summer air, along with the smoke of a faraway barbecue, and tried a backflip. I landed on my neck again. This time I saw an orange burst behind my eyes. I lay on the grass, tired and sweaty, my feet squeezed in the vise of cruel slippers. I watched the dusk settle, and the first stars, pinpoints of unfortunate light tangled in telephone wires. I ate a plum and pictured my cousin, who was probably cartwheeling to the audience of one sleeping dog.